All right, Addie. So we're going to start another Let's Ask Addie article. And this time what we want to focus on is masks and wearing masks. So the first question that I have for you today is, why do you choose to wear a mask?
Well, why I choose is because since I don't want to make my family and friends and whoever else that is out there that I don't know anybody really, I don't want to make them sick because I want to actually see my family and I don't want to take those chances to make other people sick and myself sick. And so I just think it's kind of silly taking those chances, because what if you have it? What if you're really healthy and you take vitamins every day and you don't really eat any sweets? You could still have it.
Yeah, true. Good point. Okay, and so what we've been working on in our house is wearing our masks for a little bit at a time and trying to build minutes and build time so that we can go and enjoy visits with our friends while we have our masks on, so that we can all feel a little bit more safe. So could you talk about your experience through that and what it's been like for you to practice wearing a mask and adding time?
Well, I just try to keep myself busy, because if I'm just really not doing anything, I can't really keep it on for a long time. So I try to keep myself busy. We can play like games while we do it. We tried to do it while we were going on a walk, but it was too hot and we couldn't breathe very well. And part of the reason is because our masks were a little bit too thick, so we got new ones, and that has definitely helped a lot. They're a lot soft and stuff.
Good. So keeping yourself busy, that's a good tip for sure. And then I liked what you said about the masks were too thick. So I know you've tried a couple different types of masks. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, we tried one, and I don't know, the material I felt like was a little bit too thin, and I felt like I wasn't keeping other people and myself very safe because it was too thick, too thin, so I could, so other people could like take in my germs from my breath and spit if it came out. And I feel like the whole point of wearing our masks is that not to happen.
Okay. And then one of them was too thick.
Yeah.
And what were some issues that you had with that? Did it ever work, even though it was a little bit thick?
Once in a while it did work. It definitely worked a little bit better once I knew that I wasn't wearing my sister's for a while.
Yeah, you got it mixed up. I remember that.
I felt like the material was too thick, and sometimes it did work a little bit. I definitely felt like it was just a little bit better than the bandana that I wore for a mask for a while, the one that I thought that was too thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the ones that we just recently got that you seem to be able to wear for a bit longer, can you tell me about those?
Yes. So those, I felt like the material was perfect. It was very soft, and the elastic was, like, it didn't hurt my ears or bend them very much. I barely actually noticed it, and I felt that it was a lot easier to breathe not through your nose, but try to do it through your mouth, because otherwise the material and my mask would get stuck up in my nose.
That's another good tip. So breathing through your mouth when you have your mask on is a little bit easier.
Yeah, and sometimes I like kind of just pull it a little bit and try to hold it on the bottom just so I can breathe a little bit through my nose. Sometimes okay. That helps. Yeah, I think the material is the real deal. It definitely helped a lot, and there's a lot of different materials, and I think not too thin but not too thick is like the perfect.
Yeah, so a good medium in the middle. Good. And that one, if I remember correctly, you actually were able to wear it on a hike.
Yes. And the nice thing, if you go on a hike, you're constantly walking. And sometimes there can be a lot of shade, because the walk that we went on, I wore it for 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really shady, so that was pretty nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And then, do you have any questions about wearing a mask for kids who maybe have been practicing doing this longer? Maybe they go out and about a lot more, and so a mask is required when you go in a lot of stores. Do you have any questions that you might have for someone who's a little bit more experienced than you?
Well, yes. Does it make you feel comfortable wearing a mask that long? And does it make you feel comfortable? Like, is it just comfortable wearing it? And do you feel like that you're safe wearing that, like just that mask?
If you're out and around other people? Good. That's a good question. So we kind of live out in the country. So even when we go for a hike or a walk or anything like that, there's not a lot of people around generally.
Really.
But for kids who might live in the city and just, you know, leaving out of their doorstep, that might mean that they're in a crowd of people. Can you think of any questions that you might have for someone who lives a life of a little bit more city and busy with people?
Well, I'm sure it's a lot different. But I want to know, do you have to wear it like every day of your life? Or are you homeschooled like me and you don't really have to wear it too much?
Good question. Good. All right, so we covered some tips that you might have for other kids, and you asked some questions. Since you have a sibling who is quite a bit younger than you, and you've seen her working through that and trying to reach some goals too, do you have any tips or any observations for kids who are pretty little like your sister?
Well, what I would do if you have a younger sibling and you're just a little bit older than them, maybe you could try to give just like try to be really helpful and be like, "Oh, do you think that we could do this for a little bit?" Or just keep like trying to encourage them. And just say, like, way to go, you're doing super well. Or just not try to bring that up if they're doing really well.
Yeah, that's a good point. If they don't seem to notice that it's there, maybe not drawing attention to it.
Yeah, maybe not saying, way to go, you're doing super well with your mask. You could just say, like, I'm really proud of you or something.
Yeah.
Or just a lot of kind words and try to keep them busy.
Yeah, staying busy. That seems to be the key takeaway from all of this, right?
Yeah.
The key tip, stay busy and you don't notice it.
Yeah.
Good. And then one more thing, Addie. When you have your mask on, does it make you feel a little bit safer? Do you feel like you wear your mask because you're afraid of anything? Or can you explain to me why you feel like it's important to wear it?
Well, I feel like if you keep wearing it, it definitely, even if one person does it, I think it helps a lot of people, especially in your family. Even if some of your family members go out and about a lot, I think it's safe to at least wear a mask or stay a little bit far away from them if you're not doing it. And I definitely have a fear about catching it, but other than that, my fear is other people getting it that I love.
So you don't want to pass it to anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you care about it. So you wear your mask out of love.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's probably the best reason that you could wear it, is out of love for everyone around you.
Yeah, and sometimes it does make me a little bit upset to wear it because it definitely reminds me of people that have gotten it and why we're doing it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, is wearing the mask is definitely a big reminder of what's going on in our world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we sign off?
Well, you know, I do like talking a lot, so I probably do have a lot of things. But just try to remember that the more that you try to wear your mask or just stay away from people, that other people probably are not going to get it, and it's probably going to go away sooner.
Yeah, if we all do our part and try to come together and be responsible for each other and care for each other, then hopefully we can push past this sooner.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Thank you for your words of wisdom, Adeline.